Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Tes Mishnah Gimel and Parak Tes Mishnah Dalet as we continue to learn various halachos that aren't necessarily sourced in the psukim, but at least they're supported, at least they're backed up in some way, shape, or form by psukim, either in the Torah, Nevi'im, or in Ksuvim. The first halacha that we're going to learn pertains to a poletas shechvas zera, to a lady who recently had a relations with her husband, and the halacha normally is that as long as the liquid is still inside of her and it's still dripping out of her, so until 3 days, she is still considered to be tamei. She has the status that we refer to as a balkeri, a man who normally has the liquid coming out of him. So the lady has the same status as well until 3 days. The fourth day, the zera, the liquid, is no longer viable, is no longer substantive, and therefore the status is no longer there the fourth day and on. So we're going to try to figure out a source, or really at least a backup for that halacha. Says the Mishnah, minayin lepoleta shechva zera b'yom hashlishi, excuse me, shi'itameya. From where do we know the support for the halacha that a woman who discharges the zera, who has a zera, leave her body on the third day after her relations, is that she is still tamei, because the liquid is still considered to be viable, it's still considered to be substantive. So the Mishnah Shneamar, as the pasuk says, "Hayu nechonim l'shloshes yamim." The Torah tells us in Sefer Shemos that the Jewish people were instructed before receiving the Torah on Har Sinai that they should be prepared for a 3 day period, that they should not approach and have relations with their wives, with a woman, and therefore the pasuk is basically telling us that you have to prevent yourself from having relations for 3 days so you'll be ready to receive the Torah on the fourth day. And this commandment was given to make sure that the women would be tahor, they'd be pure at the giving of the Torah, and that by requiring 3 days of separation, it's clear that the Torah is teaching us that a woman becomes tamei if she discharges the zera during those 3 days. Continuing in the Mishnah, minayin shemarchitzen es hamila b'yom hashlishi shechal yos b'shabbos. From where do we know that there's a halacha that you're allowed to use warm water in order to wash a baby who has undergone a bris milah, even on the third day after the circumcision that falls on Shabbos? The halacha is that normally you're not allowed to warm up hot water or warm water on Shabbos, but certainly that's not true if there's a case of pikuach nefesh, if there's a person whose life is in danger, and certainly a baby has such a status, especially after his bris milah. So the halacha is that you're allowed, in fact, to still wash the baby both before the bris milah and, as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, after the bris milah as well, to make sure that the baby is safe and to make sure that everything's going well for the baby. Now, the Mishnah is simply teaching us what's a source that even not only right after the physical bris milah, but even 3 days after the bris milah, you're still allowed to warm up hot water on Shabbos in order to watch the baby. Says the Mishnah Shneamar, as the pasuk says in Sefer Bereishis, "Vayhi b'yom hashlishi b'hiyosam koavim." In the context of the attack of Shimon and Levi on Shechem, they destroyed Shechem. They first had them, you know, circumcise themselves and have a bris milah, and ultimately they came to attack them. But the Torah says that it came to pass on the third day when they were in pain. That was the day that Shimon and Levi went and took advantage of their weakness, attacked them, and destroyed the city of Shechem. So this shows that even on the third day after a bris milah, a person is still weak and is in great pain, and therefore you're allowed to wash a child on the third day, even if that third day happens to fall on Shabbos. The next halacha that we're going to learn refers and discusses this part of the avoda of the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur. The halacha is that on Yom Kippur in the Beis Hamikdash, there would be two identical goats that were brought as a kapara, as an atonement, on behalf of the Jewish people. One was shechted in the Beis Hamikdash as a karban chatas, and its blood was sprinkled in various places in the Beis Hamikdash. The other goat was led out to the wilderness, to the desert area, to be thrown off a cliff, and this was known as the Azazel, again, as we'll learn in Maseches Yoma. Now, before pushing the goat off of this cliff, the person who led the goat out to the Azazel area would take a string of red wool and divide it in two. He would tie one half to the goat's neck, and the other half he would tie to the rock at the top of the cliff. And what would happen is that as the goat fell, the wool would miraculously turn white. And this was a sign from the Rabbanu Shalom, from Hashem, that the sins of the Jewish people were forgiven. So our Mishnah is simply teaching us what is the source for this this halacha. What is a support for this idea that we're looking to turn the strip of red wool into white? Says the Mishnah, Minayin shekosher loshen shel zahor b'rosh sayer mishalach. From where do we know a support or a backing for the halacha that we tie a strip of red wool on the head of the goat that is sent away to Azazel? Says the Mishnah, Shneamar, as the pasuk says, and say for Yeshaya, im hiyu chateichem kashanim kashal yalbinu. The pasuk says that if your sins will be like red, they will become white as snow. And this seems to hint to the fact that they would tie the strip of red wool on the head of the goat, and it's turning white when the goat was pushed off the cliff, was a sign of forgiveness for the sins of the Jewish people. Then one more Mishnah, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dal. The Mishnah tells us another aspect of Yom Kippur. Minayin lasicha shi kishtiya b'yom kippur. From where do we know a support for the halacha that anointing oneself on Yom Kippur, that rubbing various lotions on yourself on Yom Kippur, is similar to drinking and is therefore forbidden on Yom Kippur? That just like you can't drink on Yom Kippur, so too you can't anoint yourself. One of the five inuim, one of the five restrictions of Yom Kippur, is anointing yourself as well. Says the Mishnah, Afa Pisha Ein Raildav or Zeicheldav, although there's no clear proof for this, there's at least a remez, there's at least a hint to this in Sefer Tehillim, Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Vatovo Kamayim Bekirbo Vechashemen Batsmosav. The pasuk says, so it will come like water into his insides and like oil into his bones. The Torah is clearly teaching us, the Tehillim, Sefer Tehillim, David Melech is teaching us that anointing the body with oil is compared to drinking water, and therefore the same is true in the context of Yom Kippur as well. Quick review, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel gave us a bunch of examples of various halachos that we at least have some remez to, some support, some hint to in various psukim. The first halacha was that from where do we know that a lady who still has the zera coming out of her up until the third day is still considered to be Temeya, and on the fourth day, she's no longer considered to be Temeya. The next halacha, from where we know that you're still allowed to heat up hot water for a baby after his bismillah, even if it's the third day after his bismillah, even if it's full on Shabbos. And the third halacha was simply a remnant to the halacha on Yom Kippur, that we tie a red string both around the neck of the goat that's going la'azazel, as well as to a rock above the cliff where he's being thrown off, and hopefully that red string will turn to white to demonstrate the kapar, the atonement, the forgiveness that Hashem's giving us on Yom Kippur. And then Perek Tes Mishnah Dal gave us a ram as a hint to the halacha that sichas kishtiya, that anointing yourself in Yom Kippur, is the same as drinking, and both are not allowed on Yom Kippur. Have a great day.